Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about infinite coffee, a salty father-in-law, and how to turn your whole home into the VR zone. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
Michael DeMauro.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Tim Planning.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, boys, what's up?
Why was Tim snickering? Tim was snickering.
I think he saw part of a question.
I read the first question.
Oh, yeah. I read the third question, just the headline, and I was like, oh, this is a VR thing.
Yeah. There's some good ones in this one that I had wanted to talk about for a bit. So.
I don't think it's always evident whenever we laugh or say holy shit or oh my god or gasp that it's just us looking ahead a kiss. So it's not always possible for there to drop in editor's note.
Right.
Tim Lanning read the part where weed husband was right.
So Tim, it's been 2 weeks.
Okay.
Are you still salty about the D&D book?
So, you know, it's interesting when you have a platform and you talk about the human condition and communicating and relationships good, because it's only been an hour. And something that I find of myself is, what do you do when you're still upset, but the other person has done everything correct? And then you just realize that, you just want to punish someone to punish them. You just want to hurt someone because they hurt you for a little bit.
It's okay. I'm stressed out right now.
Well, I mean, obviously saying it that extreme sounds scary, but, you know, that's oftentimes why people don't just take the apology. They just keep going at it, so to speak.
But you all should go and watch the VOD of Tim's Iceman Dale thing on Twitch. You can go to his Twitter feed
Now I'm mad because you didn't let me be mad for long enough.
you corrected the problem too quickly.
And I didn't have a chance.
Boy, howdy, I do not put that past myself.
No, honestly, it's same. I've absolutely been in that situation where, someone, fixed a thing and you're, almost pissed at them for fixing it. And you're, I'm going to be mad about this for longer.
I'm going to lord it over you and really...
I don't know. I'm going to do it the rest of my day now.
It was all scheduled. Yeah, you just get you build up your whole, you know, it's like that whole thing when you go to bed, you do fake arguments with people that would never come up. Ooh, I'm gonna argue with Michael about his pool. I don't know anything about it, but I just want to do it.
And then
you get to this weird thing that never happens, and then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, you're right, I'm sorry, I didn't act appropriately. And it's like, I have a Google Doc. You fucked me now.
Absolutely.
The ultimate
all this work, all these notes for nothing.
The ultimate revenge is accepting that we all made mistakes.
If you don't know, Tim was mad at Jennifer last week because she made fun of his D&D book.
I razzed him too hard about a thing that
I didn't even think it was that hard razzing. Now that we're 2 weeks on, I don't think it was that bad.
I don't want to talk about this.
Also, in Tim's defense, as he said, I only like three things and talk about them all the time. So
right.
That was the context of it. But we're all learning and growing together. And I think we should get into the first question.
That sounds good.
Which is Tim's question to read.
Hell yeah. I giggled by reading the title alone. My wife... 36 female, won't stop forcing me to drink her coffee. I don't want to hurt her feelings, but I can't go on like this.
Now, Jennifer,
did you pick this specific question due to our relationship?
No, I actually did not. So now I'm
really? That's interesting.
So he didn't give his age.
He doesn't, the question. Jennifer
there he is.
Never finishes her coffee. And so now whenever she does finish her coffee, she's like I'm a big girl. Look.
I do. I show him my empty cup and wait for a phrase.
It's like a DQ Blizzard. She does the flip it over. Yeah. Gone.
I'm pretty close. close to finishing this one right now, so I will make sure that the second I do to show you my empty cup. I also a thing in our home. I am in charge of doing the litter boxes because Tim is allergic to the cats.
Yeah, fuck me up all day.
But as we can all agree, cleaning litter boxes sucks ass and it's bad.
I forget
about doing it all the time. So now when I clean the litter boxes, I come to Tim and say, I clean the litter boxes and wait for praise. And I'm like, okay. And this is the contract that we have together.
Yes.
Is that when because he and we have the contract of Tim will remind me to do it because I forget to do shit. So it's okay if he's like, hey, can you do this thing?
And this pairs well with last episode, and we've been together for 15 years. It'll be
when did we get together?
16.
And, bro, it's so fucking long. God, we're all gonna Jesus.
Die. No, 15. It'll be what?
It's been 15 years. It's been 15. Yeah, because we started dating in
2005.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's been
15
real long.
Years.
15 fucking.
So it's too long.
It's a really long time.
And even now, we're learning things about each other.
Wow.
And growing.
Wow. Isn't that just so wonderful?
Isn't that hopeful? That's the only thing that keeps you from doom scrolling on the Twitter. Any damn way. My wife, 36 female, lost her job recently while I, 48 male.
No, age difference. Just kidding. I feel like this one's less bad.
When, that
when,
old.
You're, when, you're,
when
like,
you're that old, like 8 years like, difference is totally fine.
I don't know, 12. Man.
It is 12, but
I don't know. So, if that's okay. Like, it's also not eight. It's, what is it? 12?
Yeah. If you're in your 40s and dating someone 6 years younger than you, you're a fuckhead.
You're fucking canceled.
Especially if you date someone from a different country, because that's like taking them out of their place.
Right.
I would never be friends with someone who did that.
Or buy a house with
or buy it, yeah. And they bought a house with the person.
With two dogs.
We're rezzing Michael right now.
Michael's rezzing himself.
I'm still and laughing about that time we made fun of Michael for podcasting with us young 21-year-olds, and he is his... But pretending like he was his current age.
Yes.
Because time doesn't work that way, Nick.
Yeah, because time doesn't work
that way. It's good. All right, Tim. Sorry. We really went on a tangent there. That is our bad.
That's our entire brand of podcasting, why people listen to us. While I, 48 male, am currently working from my home office. Because I don't often get a chance to take breaks, she's kind enough to bring me a coffee once in a while. Nothing fancy, just regular filter coffee.
Ugh.
This used to only happen once every few hours. So on average, I'd say I drink maybe 2 to 3 cups of coffee. That was fine.
Can we pause for a minute? Like, that is a very sweet and nice thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like bringing your significant other like a little treat while they're working. That is a nice thing to do.
Yeah. The problem has come in recent weeks. When I sit down at my desk, usually around 8 or 8:30, there is a steaming cup of coffee waiting for me. Great! I drink it. But almost as soon as I've finished, my wife will come in and leave me a fresh cup of coffee.
Oh boy.
Every 15 to 20 minutes, she will come into the room and bring me more coffee.
That's a lot of coffee.
That's a lot of coffee. I like coffee enough in the mornings, but I do not need to chug gallons of it throughout the day. The mugs that she brings me are not small either.
They're like comical.
How much coffee is she fucking working through during the day? Like,
she's got nothing to do.
But like, I mean, she has to buy so coffee many coffee beans. Like,
wow.
If you're making that much coffee,
a whole pot, man, that is a lot. I have
multiple times a day. Anyway,
her job that she got laid off from was at a diner, so
she was a barista.
Yeah.
Lost my place. There are some issues I don't know how to explain or address. If I let the coffee go cold, she will make upset faces and often refuse to speak to me.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa, cool. Sometimes for hours or even a full day.
Oh, okay, that's bad.
Sick. until I ask her for more coffee. Oh, my God. Something I think we should skip a week of episodes but then codify the various things. We've already sort of done it of like, are you a boat wife? Are you an almond joy?
Right. Like
wife?
The different genres of question.
Because when we started
this is definitely a genre.
Right. Mm. When we first started, I was like, is this an almond joy wife? It is not.
This is weed wife.
This is weed wife.
This is weed wife.
This is weed wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. People that think there's only two genders have never met boat wife.
I will admit that sometimes I deliberately don't drink my morning coffee on purpose just so I can get a few hours of peace. Jesus fucking Christ. How do we exist as a species? We've talked about this repeatedly, almost daily at this point. Every time she comes in with a coffee, I tell her that I've had enough and I don't want any more. She will often just silently put the coffee down next to me in the process.
She's slowly poisoning him is what she's doing.
Fucking crazy.
She's trying to actively give you a heart attack.
Holy shit. I've asked for other drinks, water, Coke sometimes, and she will sometimes bring me these instead. But as soon as I've finished, she will bring me another coffee. Dude, she's trying to kill you. Now I'm getting regular headaches, nausea, and sometimes I'll be able to feel my own heartbeat. Oh my fuck. I don't think for a second that all this coffee is good for me. TLDR, my wife brings me coffee, constantly expects me to drink it. How do I approach this? This is coffee wife / misery wife. You know, the movie with James Caan.
Yeah, yeah, when it's like, I'm going to trap you in my house. Fucking break your legs. You're going to write this fucking book.
Holy shit.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I'd be like, can we switch to decaf afternoon, please?
Right. But also, even if you drink decaf, though, that's a lot of coffee for your tummy.
Yeah, it's a lot of acid.
This would kill me. This would actually kill me.
I would legitimately die.
Because I'll feel my heart beating after the second cup. Like,
oh, yeah, same.
Forget it.
Right, because now his tolerance is going to go so high.
Oh, my God. That much coffee is definitely not good for
you. No.
Even if his decaf is still
alive. I know we're
not
joking, but, this is ridiculous. She might be trying to kill this guy.
Well, so what do we think is the issue? Because my instinct, hearing about this, again, we've kind of talked about this too, how the questions that have started to come up during quarantine have really had their own specific flavor to them.
Yeah.
And I think it's because we as a society are collectively losing our minds.
Yeah.
Because as of right now, we're recording this on September 20th, 2020. So we, at least Tim and I, have been in quarantine for half of a year at this point. And I feel like something has happened recently where we hit this 6 month point of quarantine and everyone is just starting to really lose their minds.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we're not meant to be holed up this long.
Right. Because we all did it at week 6 because we're like, oh my gosh, isn't this wild?
So crazy. And wow, isn't it kind of nice to get to stay home?
I was just
all
thinking
the time
about that. Every time we recorded for those first 3 months, we were like, how are you guys doing? This is crazy. And now we're just like,
I was pretty doomer in October or whatever when did we first start to hear about Wuhan?
I don't remember.
In December I was like, okay, this is not gonna be good.
So I think that something about recently things people are having an even they were able to deal with it to a point.
Is that Fauci?
And now they're just their brains are breaking down. So I feel this woman
I wish I had actual information, but Carly was talking about something where there was a study where we have hit a certain breaking point where at the beginning it was we're all in this together.
We've
been worn down enough now that it's just
we're animals.
Fuck everyone else.
Yeah. So I think that this woman, she lost her job. It's a stressful time.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that in her mind, she's just latched onto this as I am being helpful.
Mm-hmm.
This is my way of contributing to the household.
There's a guilty
and she can't accept that he's but I don't want this help.
And I really like the idea of him sitting there working away and then she comes in and he's like, No, I don't want any more coffee. My stomach hurts. I'm peeing all the time. Please stop. And she's just staring at him, not saying anything, nothing. And then he's he stops talking and she's like, okay. And then sets it down and walks away.
The fact that he'll
and this is every hour.
Yeah. He'll deliberately game the systems to kind of get some peace and quiet.
Okay, but also someone walking into your office every 15 minutes, I would lose my fucking mind. Would make me so mad. Because it throws me off. I need to have focus time.
do you start dumping it?
I think he's gotta, right?
He's gotta install a drain next to his desk.
What can he do?
He could go out. Well, he could get a big gulp, right? And then just start dumping it in there.
Yeah.
Then she finds all his big gulps of leftover coffee hidden around the house.
Well, then you take your big gulp to the toilet like you do because, you're not going to be missing out your big gulp just because you got to pee.
He's just cutting out the middle, man.
I'm just thinking about what does a toilet full of coffee look like? That's very cursed.
It looks like
I don't
like it. It looks like a day off work, if you ask me.
Question. If you put would you be rational about this? If you put coffee beans in the top part of a toilet and let it cold brew in there, would you drink it? Please be rational.
I think it would be a fun prank to put instant coffee into the top part of the tank so that when your partner flushed the toilet, they'd say, like, oh no, I diarrhea'd. Wouldn't that be fun?
In the top of the tank. I diarrhea'd in the top tank.
Diarrhea'd in the top tank. Do we title these, right? Yeah. Maybe not title that because
you want me to call this one diarrhea in the top tank?
That's gnarly. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that one.
That one's great. We can throw that out to the audience. We can all giggle together. But if we ever want new listeners to listen to it, maybe don't put poopy in the top.
So how much coffee is she drinking?
Great question.
So, okay, so this she's actually, like, I can't finish this, so I need you to finish
right,
it.
Right. So this is actually different. Now we got, there's Jennifer, big girlfriend.
I emptied my cup. I emptied it. Everyone clap for me.
This is different than what I thought it was going to be. And I think we kind of all agree this is like a quarantine lack of direction. Yes. I have to have a purpose.
Yes.
Guilt, blah, blah, blah. Probably some mixture of that. Or just as likely she's trying to kill him. fuck, what was I saying? I lost it.
We were talking about diarrhea in the top tank.
It's not what you thought it was.
In the top tank.
Not what I thought. Thank you so much. So I thought it was just a simple thing of like, ha ha ha, I always finish my wife's coffee because she leaves it out, or ha ha ha, whatever. But the fact that it's apparently that on top of brewing more hot coffee.
Yes.
As a diner person would do to you in the before times is maddening. Like, I know it's like a reverse power word husband and a manic almond joy wife, but like, yes. So this is so bananas that it's so beautiful that like for us just a delicious dish of like what the fuck, like what is happening here, because this is so wild that like anything could be true.
I want to know how much coffee she's going through in a week.
Yeah,
because if she's brewing. New coffee,
yeah,
like enough to keep bringing him new cups every 15 to 20 minutes.
Well, that's the thing, is like it's nothing fancy because she must just be buying the like
the Sam's ass, coffee, like, or yeah, like the ground
is her thing now. Like she's got nothing else to do, so she's just like, if I drink coffee, it makes me feel things. And right. And she doesn't want to be the only crazy person drinking for
I need giant. My spouse to be right. crazy with
well,
me right
yeah.
now.
That's kind she's of what like, was... the best part of waking up is Folgers, and so if I have it all day,
I won't
feel sad.
It will be good all day long.
How many pots am I going through today?
And I do, and I also do very much understand that, like, because like when I was still commuting to an office and going into work, if I knew like I was gonna have like a rough day, I would definitely be like, I'm gonna treat myself to a little Starbucks on the way into work, or like go to the fancy coffee shop on the way in, and like drinking that coffee would give me the like small amount of pleasure chemicals that I needed to like get me through stuff. So like I understand the like connecting like a food or a beverage to like I am happy now,
right? Like I think we should be occasionally like buying lunch or buying morning coffee, even though it's just as easy for us to make it, just to kind of add that little zing and quote unquote normalcy into
the joy of spending COVID money.
Time. The joy of, and you know, our helpful community. But you know, like when you went to the office, you would get a coffee every now and again. So there is something there, but I am curious how much coffee she is drinking. And that is one of the things that kind of why the question or why the title confused me, because nothing in the text is about anything about how much coffee she is drinking.
Yes.
It seems literally like she's now the coffee wife, where she's latched onto the fact that her value or what have you
is in providing coffee. Is in
I like the idea coffee. That she's like against it. She's like, oh, I don't touch stuff. It's bad for you.
I think it is disgusting.
Right. Cause that's the thing, like communication.
Like maybe but, like, she doesn't understand what coffee does to a person because she doesn't drink it.
But she's taught, but like the thing is that's killing me about it is that like he says that they've talked about it repeatedly and almost daily.
Right.
And she just like will pout like if he's like, please stop.
And he tried to, so this is kind of amazing too, because it feels like he's done the first three steps of what the advice usually is.
Which is talk to her.
Right. Because normally him being like, yo, bring me water instead would be a no-no, like, red flag. But they've already talked about it.
Right.
And now he's literally just trying to, like a dog, reframe the behavior.
Yes.
Into a more positive way that won't kill you.
I think that he should just, like, never, well, because I guess he has done the, like, just let it get cold.
I just, like,
she, like,
sorry.
She just brings more anyway, go, or gets mad.
He's got to go to the doctor and have the doctor, like, be,
yes,
like,
yes,
like, you got hypertension now. You can't drink coffee anymore, bud.
Or you can only have one cup a day or something.
I got a doctor's note. I want to see her, like, her, like, post where she says, I found my husband's post about the coffee thing, and then her explanation, and I want it to, like, because you know if she did write an explanation, it would make perfect sense, and you'd be like, oh, he's an asshole.
That, see,
but I can't imagine what it is, but I know it is.
But it exists. Yeah, exactly. No, that is absolutely a thing on these, where, like, you know, whoever's writing into this stuff is obviously, like, presenting their side of it. So that is a funny thing, where sometimes, every now and then, like, someone, the other person will come into the comments and explain, and you're like, oh, that's totally different than what they said.
Exactly. But I can't imagine what it is.
Right. Like, I want to hear what the reasonable, like, explanation is from her viewpoint.
The first two cups that she brings in, like, that's, like, the nicest thing in the world. Like, that is so sweet and nice.
Yeah. And then it is poisoned being forced on him to the point of heart palpitations.
Honestly, like, waking up and you, like, drinking a nice cup of coffee and, like, how much joy it brings people. Like, I wish I had that, but I think coffee is gross and I don't like it.
Here's a weird wrinkle.
Drink enough of it, Nick, and it kills the part of your brain that doesn't like it.
People love coffee so much, and it seems like such a nice ritual, and I don't have that in my life.
But I also like cream and sugar, so I don't drink it black. Here's a fun wrinkle that makes things, like, I don't know.
something.
Someone comments and lays out a really great way to bring it up, and links to articles, da-da-da-da. The poster responded with, thank you. I have explained to her that so much coffee makes me feel unwell and dizzy. I even made her feel my pulse. But she insists that I'm being girly and childish.
Whoa!
And the next response is, this has to be fake. And yeah, you know, that's always the fear of doing the show.
This one does not seem fake to me. This one seems so weird that it has to be real.
She's like, old man, you gotta keep up with me.
I'm back on that. She's trying to kill him.
Might be trying to kill him.
Maybe now that she's also home all the time, she's like, I fucking hate this guy. He's gotta go.
Well, I mean, maybe this old ass guy. She does 48. Drink coffee all day, and, like, she thinks he's, you know, she thinks he's lying to her.
Like, yeah, maybe she thinks, well, I can handle it, so why can't he handle it? Like, there is, like, a weird thing, like, where women will be like, that's girly when a man does it. And I'm like, that is so shitty for, like, a million reasons. Like, what is wrong with you? I think that, so obviously the normal recommendations are not working. So I think we need to get creative in our recommendations. I think that he needs to start doing a similar thing to her.
Yes.
But with something different.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. Like, perhaps he brings
An idea.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's combine expound upon your idea. I think what you need to do is get her a slightly annoying pet, like maybe hermit crabs. Like, find something that she would like, maybe like a parakeet. I mean, obviously, maybe, I know I have complicated history on certain pets where I don't think some of them have souls. Obviously, don't do any violence. Don't lead to something.
Like, don't actually hurt the animal.
Don't actually hurt the animal. But, like, if you can get something like hermit crabs, probably not birds, because those seem...
That's like the high maintenance, and they live a long time.
Exactly.
It was the birds, right, that you don't think have souls?
Yeah, I've started seeing a lot more YouTube videos, and they might have souls.
Yeah, what are pelts in the hermit crab realm?
Gerbils.
Hermit crabs are like snails.
She needs an ant colony.
She needs something that, like, she can focus on, and you just need to get her 30 of them in a way that, like, something that, like you're not doing abuse to the animal, because they, like, can you get, like, a butterfly farm? Get her an apiary.
That feels very expensive. I'm now imagining him giving her 30 different ant farms, and I really do like that image very much.
She would drown those ants in all the coffee, though.
What are you thinking? Ants,
yeah,
ants crave.
I'm concerned about giving her another living creature to deal with.
I did want to bring up, is there an animal that could drink coffee good? Because you know when, like, my friggin' roommate makes bad food and I feed our dog, and the dog, well, yeah, now I'm I am poisoning the dog now, but you know, it's a classic joke we all know and love. Is there an animal, like an anteater, but for coffee, that you could buy and then feed the coffee to the ant? Like what?
Wow.
The civets, I think they are, that eat like beans and they shit out the beans and then people make coffee from the coffee beans.
Oh, yeah, that is a thing.
Or whatever those things are called?
Yeah. That's a monkey, right?
Like
a
so monkey it's like one of those weird in-betweeners. It's like it's monkey, but also a cat.
Okay.
It's all more.
Right. Well, I want that.
It's more the mongoose, but it looks like a lemur type situation.
Okay.
Could you redirect her energy to something else that would be okay to happen all day long? What is a thing,
dude? That you would... We're gonna see an update. It's like I get a blowjob every 2 hours and I'm dying. What do I do? Help. Also,
please, I'm so dry.
Also, my cum tastes like coffee.
Oh no!
Would a shoulder massage eventually start wearing you down?
Never.
I think if you break down the tissue too much in them shoulders,
like, yeah, your doctor's
be all
like
jello up there.
Yeah, yeah, like this. You, your muscles are paste now.
Help! I can't bring in the groceries.
I've become so weak.
I used to pride myself on carrying 13 bags.
My wife's strong hands have destroyed my upper body strength.
Is there anything that wouldn't be spoiled after like 3 times an hour coming in as you're trying to
honestly, like, as much as I wanted to joke and be like, haha, I would love having my shoulders rubbed constantly, it would still probably get annoying after
a
while.
Yeah, it probably would.
Like, please leave me alone. I want to be alone right now. What's happening? Yeah, I don't, I think he has to, like, do a bring her an almond joy, like, 3 times an hour situation to get her to see what it feels like. I think that's the thing. I think that is the thing. Like, she's not making the connection why it's annoying.
What if he baked her a whole cake every hour and then got upset when she didn't eat it?
Right.
And all he needs to do is do it for, like, a day or two.
Right.
And I think that she'll get the message. But
what if
also,
he started bringing her a cup of coffee every 15 minutes?
I think that he should do that. Bring it back.
A cup of coffee.
Bring it back to her.
Like, give her a muffin whenever she brings him a cup of coffee.
Yes, give her something every time she comes in to give him a thing.
Yeah, what else makes people jittery? Like,
cocaine.
Set off a firecracker every hour. Yeah.
Give her a pill of Adderall.
Let loose several snakes. God, this is funny.
Should we read the next one?
I think so.
Let's just do it.
Yeah, that one's
I forgot that we were
that
supposed to read.
That guy's dead. That guy's dead.
RP to you, bro.
Phil, father-in-law, 66, and I, 32, female, usually get along well. There is just one thing that we can't see eye to eye on.
Hell yeah.
I'm a chef and usually cook for my in-laws when we have them over. I make an effort to cook their favorite meals that are a bit harder to make. Mother-in-law is always very appreciative, but Phil, father-in-law, has this annoying habit where he always adds heaps of salt without tasting the food first. Mm. I've told him multiple times that it bothers me. I have heard this about chefs. They're very sensitive.
Yeah, we can talk about that as part of this as well.
And asked him to please taste the food first, and if he then thinks it needs more salt, then have at it. To me, that's just the polite thing to do. But father-in-law says he can see whether a meal needs more salt or not.
Love this. Perfect.
The other day, we had them over again, and father-in-law asked me to cook his absolute favorite dish, which is quite time-consuming. I agreed, and while I was cooking, my husband came up with what we thought would be a hilarious prank. He suggested I add some extra salt to Phil's plate. That's exactly what I did. That was a weird sentence.
Okay. Yeah, she worded that kind of weird. Basically, he suggested, and she's like, hell yeah, I'm going to do that.
That's exactly what I did. I added about the amount he usually adds. At the table, I said that I hope that everyone is going to enjoy their meal, as I went to great lengths to accommodate everyone's preferences.
Okay, said that out loud. I love it. She's giving... That's a part of a good prank that's not as mean, because you kind of let everyone know.
As always, Phil added salt without tasting first. His face when he took the first mouthful was priceless. I asked if everyone liked their meal, to which everyone said yes, except for Phil, who said that this time I went overboard with seasoning. At this point, my husband was cackling.
That's so good.
Mill, mother-in-law, was confused and said that she loved the food, and our six-year-old told Phil that maybe he added too much salt.
Oh my god.
That's the biggest dunk of all, is a child being like, well, maybe you fucked up, Grandpa.
Our betrayal soon became obvious, and even mother-in-law thought it was pretty funny. But father-in-law was pissed and said, "We're all silly buggers." And that he, and now he can't enjoy his favorite meal. Father-in-law has now said that he can't trust my cooking anymore and is pouting, which makes me wonder, did I go too far?
No, you ruled.
Okay, but can I say, though, like, I do feel like getting annoyed that people just add salt. Like, I personally, I don't think I would even notice if someone did that, like, to a food that I cooked.
So
I'm not even paying enough attention.
I had the exact same thought, but then I just took a big-ass breath and was like, you know what? I can understand that. This is literally their place. You know?
I can understand why it would be annoying, but I also think she needs to let it go a little bit, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think it's a funny prank. I think he's overreacting. But yeah,
definitely, yes.
I usually add salt to my food even before I taste it, but that's because I like it really salty.
Mm.
Then what if someone got your ass in this way, Nick? What would you do?
I would be like, I shouldn't have added that.
You fucked me.
I think that this question is not a question and actually just an elaborate brag.
I agree. That you, yes. Yes.
Yeah, like,
yes.
Look at this awesome prank I did.
That's my favorite.
I really fucking own my father-in-law.
Like, where's the question here? Do you fucking rule? Yeah, we agree, I guess.
Are you trying to get so we can congratulate you?
I mean, he must be adding a ton of salt.
Oh, yeah. What if
my...
Because I usually add like a shake or two, taste it, and if I feel like it needs more, I'll add more.
Right.
I'm not just like dumping it on.
My son does this. He just dumps salt on everything.
He just loves salt.
And when you have kids, you have to understand that you feel much more entitled to judge every single thing that they do.
Like, you came from me, so I can judge you.
like you know, you dummy, just try it first. It's literally
right.
A French fry that already has heaps of salt on it. You don't need to like put visible salt on this.
It's a salt lick.
Salt
for
is so spicy. How do people deal with this? Just kidding.
I think that part of it is that I am a person who likes to zhuzh up my meals. So maybe that's why I'm kind of like, come on, lady, let it go. Because I like, I hope people aren't offended when I add like an ass load of hot sauce and stuff. Because that's just how I like to eat things.
Yeah, you know, it seems like, obviously, it's rife for conflict due to the fact that she's a chef and not just someone that likes to cook.
Right. It is. It's like, this is my job.
Yeah, and it sounds like this motherfucker is just going hard on the salt, too.
Yeah. He wants the salt taste, right? Like, salt, like, when, like, a chef uses salt, is you're, like, enhancing the flavors that are right there.
And he's like, but I want to taste salt.
I want to taste
it's like salt. Alchemy.
Yeah.
I think it is definitely considered rude in like some cultures and stuff, and like
it is definitely,
especially
is.
If you're in like a fancy place or whatever.
Right.
Theoretically, the chef has made it perfectly for you, which is what this person is doing.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like Euro James Ashushi, where he like won't give you soy sauce because like you're not supposed
that's
to.
That's not
eat it.
Yeah. How this goes.
And I think the way that she framed the situation is justifying, like, hey man, I make sure to go out of my way to make this.
Yes.
And food is such a thing too, because it's like you putting your love into
dishes. Yeah, it's very fraught. Yeah, you're right. Because like the time and love and attention that goes into it.
So like what is happening is like, why the fuck would I spend all this time making a perfect dish for my horrible father-in-law if he's just gonna ruin it? I'm also kind of a weirdo in the opposite sense, because I don't ever add salt, and it took me a pretty long time.
Yeah, you really don't.
I never mess with it at all until I realized, like, oh, some salt makes things taste better. And it's not like when I do cook, that not that I cook that much in our home, that I like don't add salt or anything like that. But it is a situation of where I'm just on the other side of like, why would you ever mess with something? I don't really know. I think I'm accept a more blander food than some folks, maybe. I'm not too sure.
Whereas I'm like, I need to load this down with a bunch of stuff on top of it. Like, I'm gonna put like 17 shakes of
whenever
Parmesan
Jennifer makes dinner, I do always ask her, like, what are the steps I should be taking?
What I need to add to this to make it right.
There's always like seven extra things.
It's like, I got little toppings. Right. To, like, really, you know, like bring it out.
And I'm sure like you bugged our home, there are certain times that I ask Jennifer how to make XYZ thing. And it's not necessarily like, oh, Tim doesn't know how to make ramen. It's that Tim wants to make Jennifer's very strange version of ramen.
Right.
And things like that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
We make We make a lot of HelloFresh now.
Mm.
And like for a while there, like I would oversalt it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
like it would like and it would be painful at the end
oh, no.
of the meal. And so honestly, like I feel like a lot of restaurants do this as well because like you can undersalt something and it then you can add salt later, but like yes. once it's over Very that edge,
then you're fucked.
It's like ruined, right? Yeah. You can't save it. So there's, I feel like no undersalting in the cooking process is the way to go.
It is. That's the safest. That's definitely the safest way to do it. Because otherwise, yeah, you're gonna have to like either go back and then like double what you made to try to like balance out the salt, yeah. which well, I've definitely been there before.
And a lot of those like HelloFresh or Blue Apron whatever recipes, they're always like step one, do this. Step two, add salt. Step three, do this other thing.
Yeah.
Step four,
yeah.
add salt.
Yeah.
And they're like, they make you add salt to every sort of.
They really do want you to add a lot of salt.
And when you just have like the big box of the kosher salt and you just try to like, okay, here we go. Just a little bit. Nope.
You can't do that. You gotta
now it's the whole thing.
Okay. That's where you gotta get a salt pig.
Yeah, you gotta get a salt pig so you can just pinch it out.
Yeah.
What I've started doing is I take the box, pour it in one hand, and then pinch and then drop and then throw the other one. And the all the excess in the
sink. All that wasted salt.
Well, he's purifying his home.
That's true. You are getting rid of ghosts in your house at the same time, which is pretty nice.
We have a chocobo that has a little lid and it's got salt inside of it.
Oh, cute!
You do the cute. Well. How do you feel about the pinch? Right, like if you don't have clean hands, are you like dirtying the rest of the salt?
You got to wash your hands.
Salt can't get dirty.
Oh, I don't know if that's true or not.
What are you talking about?
I don't know if that's true. So I want to talk about one other aspect of this question.
Okay.
Which is that it's the husband who suggested doing
that
this
is good too.
To his own dad.
It's like, my dad sucks.
Like, I'm going to fucking get my dad's ass.
Dump truck him.
So I feel like, because if she had just done this of her own volition,
the husband would be mad.
I think that would have been shitty.
There are versions of those questions. Like, I think I'm right. Everyone in the family says I'm wrong. And then even if we think she's right, it's a situation of like, well, you know, you kind of got to read the room.
The 6-year-old thought it was fucking hilarious.
Grandpa got owned at dinner. But like, I think
he must be adding like if he just like sprinkled some salt on it, like nobody would.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, this wouldn't be like an affectation of him.
Yes. Right.
Like he must be fucking dumping.
Yeah. This is like a thing for him.
And as we said before, like you don't necessarily have to be rational in the reasons why things bother you. But part of the human contract sometimes is recognizing that people that you interact with are not rational all the time too. Mm-hmm. And you should take steps to accommodate them to a certain extent. And then when you don't, as in this father-in-law, who's like, I will absolutely not listen to you when I say it hurts my feelings when you just immediately fuck it up. Cause what he could do, a shittier version of this question is where the father-in-law is like, I guess I'll fuck. Cause like, you know, like this dude exists. Like, I guess I'll try this. No
salt.
I wonder if she would have been like, oh, I salted it extra for you. And then he's probably still would have added all his extra salt anyway. And then it like would really like you have no right to get mad.
But then again, this is where I'm like, well, if I were her, I would simply not pay attention to how much salt my father-in-law put on things.
Yeah.
Your problem is solved.
I bet that this guy goes to the nicest restaurant and still puts salt on everything or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
He's like, I don't think it's a
commentary on her cooking it at all. It's just a thing that he does.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is true too.
Yes, yeah, that's why I'm like,
it's like a habit.
Yeah. So it's just like, again, that's where I'm just like, I just don't understand because I just would choose to not pay attention to it. But
I guarantee
I'm not a chef, so.
I there probably is some chefs at restaurants that get mad when people do this, but for the most part, they probably don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're like, you're buying my food,
I'm
so
too
who
cares? Busy. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a implied sort of like, you did this wrong. Let me fix this for you two thing, like, where you're like...
I can see that.
It's like, well, you're talking down to me. It's like, I didn't say anything. It's like, well, you added salt. I mean, sure, who knows if that's reasonable. I have no idea, but this totally makes sense to me.
Because I'm trying to think of, like, you know, because I cook maybe a little less these days, but I cook a decent amount, and I cook things and bake things for people. And, like, I think that if someone, like, tasted my food and was like, bleh, yuck, yucky, that would hurt my feelings. I'd be like, okay, well, you didn't have to say that.
Right, most people, even if they think something that someone made them... something that someone made them is just okay, how bad it normally feels to be like, to not say, this is my fucking favorite thing in the world. And so when you have the opposite side of someone where it's like, dump all this goddamn. It's like if you put ketchup on everything, like Michael said, it would feel insulting. I mean, salt is a little different because people just add salt. That's more normal, but.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I think at the end of the day, this was a great prank.
We've had a pepper question and now a salt question.
Yeah, all right, okay.
This is the final episode of Dear
Internet. I'm sure there's a pepper flakes one somewhere. There's gotta be.
Pepper flakes? I fucking dump that shit. The red too. Pepper See, flakes?
Exactly. Like
no, too spicy.
Oh, I love them. They're great. Yeah.
I will load like a piece of pizza. Like I will sit there and shake that red pepper flakes for like 5 minutes. Like.
I want the top of the pizza to be so covered in Parmesan and pepper flakes that you can't even see anything underneath it.
My family like grew up with the like, oh well, it's free. You know, we're gonna get our money. For it. Yes, we're gonna get as much Parmesan cheese on there.
Me
as possible.
Too, Nick. Jesus. Absolutely. Oh my god, we're gonna get our fucking money's worth.
Red pepper flakes literally feel like a tiny devil is dancing around in my mouth and stabbing me.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
I just don't understand how you guys.
My. Oh,
it's
so harsh. Like,
it's not. There's
you
no
guys
flavor.
Ever, you guys ever get kava?
What's that?
It's like Mediterranean mezza, like they're like mezza bowls.
Oh, I don't think
it's so. A restaurant called Kava.
Oh, no,
what are you talking that. About?
Is this
it's, like, it's like it's a lot of like harissa and like hummus and like chicken and rice.
I've understood one word.
I know the concept you're talking about, but I haven't like, been to this place.
It's like Mediterranean bowl food things.
Is it like a Chipotle, like but a Mediterranean?
You pick like a rice or a bed of lettuce okay. And then like a protein.
So it's like a Chipotle, but...
Everybody at home listening is like, yeah, of course, Kava. But you got it.
I like the idea that it's a local restaurant. Like,
it's
hey,
not local.
You ever had any make whiskeys?
maybe it is. Maybe it's expanding. You probably have it. I'm gonna Google this after this. Anyway,
gaslighting Nick right now? Maybe.
I was getting Kava, and I was picking up my sister some Kava, and I was like, oh, what toppings do you want on your Kava? And she was like, everything. And I was like, why? That's going to taste bad. They don't all go together. And she's like, no, but the toppings are free. So I want all the toppings so I get the most things with my bowl.
I would rather eat bad food if it's more bad food.
Wow. That's
I'm like, well, that's going to taste gross because you got these like sweet sour things and you got these salty things and you want all of that. She's like, yeah.
That's a Frank. Honestly, Christ. I respect that. Get your money's worth, man.
All right. No, now we're going to Google Maps and we're going to Boston.
How do you spell Kava?
Cava.
Isn't it a wine also? Kava? I thought it was a type of wine.
Kava.
Anyway. Beats me.
well, maybe while Nick is looking.
Okay. There's one in. This just says Boston. It's Cambridge. Dedham.
Well, all right.
Where we used to take our dog.
Okay. I see one, two, three, four. At least four, just like around like the financial district.
That makes it.
What are you saying?
Boston loves bowl food for
What's
sure.
What's a kava?
That's a
Jennifer gets bowl
I feel
food
like you
made
guys are
by
fucking with
me. Cava. I think
Cava. Jennifer gets bowl food made by robots.
Oh yeah, there's a robot restaurant in Boston that
it is a drink.
The fuck? Well, I guess we gotta order from this fucking place.
Sorry that I made you feel like an idiot, before. Nick.
It appears to only be on the coast.
Coastal elites love to eat a kava.
Okay. Did you look in Rochester? Did you find
one? Yeah, I did. There aren't any.
So kava is a brand.
Nick's like, I need everyone to know about kava, the Mediterranean bowl restaurant.
It's pretty good, and it's healthy.
Michael. Save us.
Please read the last question.
It looks like there's 10 in the world.
I think we have three in Boston.
That's not as many as I thought.
Actually, there's a lot down where Nick lives.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. That's everywhere. Why I'm like, oh, they're everywhere. Everybody knows Kava. there's one of those... it's like, you know, like an offshoot, like an off-brand one that
I'm
like
going to chew
there were so many
off.
Kavas that like another company started making the exact
yeah,
same thing.
We gotta get in the kava, get some of that kava juice.
You know, there's like 17 of these bias, but like
I want to keep talking about this, but can I instead read the last question?
Please. Do. This is a very special one that I think all of you have probably
I'm going to find Michael a kava restaurant.
Please do. My 27-year-old female boyfriend, 23-year-old male, tried to throw out our bed so he could play a video game.
I just knew, like, I was like, oh, he's making room for VR. Like, you have to.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Me and my boyfriend have been living together for about a year now, and for a while, he's been really interested in virtual reality.
Ooh.
Wow. Now, the problem is that our tiny studio apartment isn't big enough to jump around in. Well, you can't. I don't think you can jump around in VR. Anyway, he knows this. I know this. And we've had multiple conversations about how it's a shame we don't live in some huge house where we could dedicate an entire room to something like that. I'm with him.
Yeah, Nick, this one feels like a good one for you to comment on.
We're currently looking for a house, and I'm like, do I have enough space for a VR zone and a sim racing zone and a PC gaming zone?
I went out yesterday for a walk and a picnic yesterday. Wait. I went out for a walk and a picnic yesterday and came back to my boyfriend dismantling our bed. I assumed something had broken and asked what had happened. Nothing was broken. He'd managed to order an Oculus Quest headset and had made the executive decision that we could swap our double bed for a Japanese futon.
Oh my god.
Wait, he got a Quest? Wait, why doesn't he play in the fucking living room? Wait, did he say?
They don't
have it's a studio.
It's a studio apartment.
Yeah. He is.
So he is in the living room. And I don't have any kitchen. Of you actually slept on a Japanese futon before? I have not.
No. I have
they
not.
They are terrible.
Yeah, they did not seem comfortable. Wait. Like, I think you would have to be very used to sleeping that way to be okay with it.
Is a Japanese futon different than a regular futon?
Yeah, it's like just a mat on the ground.
Yeah, it's just a mat on the ground.
That seems terrible.
It's not like a frame. It's not like a futon like we think of a futon in the U.S.
Right.
It does not. Even like Googling it, it's not quite bringing up. Yeah. You will see this in your animes and such. They will pull down the little like pad from the closet and lay it out.
Yeah it just looks like a, blanket. You know, like a pillow.
It's like
a big pillow.
It's like a beefy yoga mat for you to sleep on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Similar to this. It's for camping.
Yes, it's very like a camping like thing to keep you a little bit up from the ground, but it's still not a mattress.
Why doesn't he just get a fucking Murphy bed?
Yeah.
Well, but you can't. Like, don't you have to like install that in the wall?
No. You can get like at IKEA. It's like a wardrobe. So it's just like
expensive as fuck.
They'll
fall on you.
They're more expensive than a fucking foam mat, but...
Yeah, that's true.
What if you got freaking stuck in the Murphy bed and you guys smash back into the wall?
But the thing is, you can have a real mattress in a Murphy bed. Hold on.
Yeah, I mean, my grandma had one that was comfortable.
I thought IKEA made them.
Keep researching. I'll keep reading. there is no fucking room for this. Even if we lived in the ground floor, which we don't, and I was willing to sleep on the floor, which I'm not, the room just isn't big enough. It would dominate the entire room. Am I supposed to crouch in the kitchen whilst... she wrote whilst. Whilst he plays. Our entire home is being compromised for what is effectively a video game.
Now, I love this. Why does being on the ground floor matter?
I was wondering the same thing. I have no idea. I don't know what that has to do with
it. I guess laying directly on the floor, you would hear your... neighbors more, right? Theoretically,
yeah.
I guess? I don't know why. I was almost like, you're going to have to get rid of the bed and you've got to like carry it down the stairs? I have no idea.
That's a weird detail.
I think it's just so you don't hear your neighbors.
I think so they're not super cheap. You can get like a frame one that just like folds up that doesn't look great for $300.
This is your Murphy bed report.
This is the Murphy bed report.
You buy a second Oculus Quest for that much.
But like you can get like nice ones that like just go into the wall or that are kind of like a wardrobe for like $1,000.
That's a lot,
but like if you're gonna live in a studio apartment, it would be nice to like actually be able have more space.
Well, I think the goal is to not live in a studio apartment.
Well, yeah, probably. Yeah, they probably would just save that money and move to a bigger apartment.
And also, if you're in an apartment building, do you have communal areas where you could use Oculus Quest? Probably.
I guess for people who aren't like super familiar with VR, the Quest is the one that you can literally be anywhere. It's all self-contained. You don't have to have a wire to a computer.
Oh.
Right.
Huh. Okay.
So, like, you go out in the yard.
Yeah, we were messing with them at, well, me and, like, Bachman had our quests at GigaCon last year, and we were using the giant space to do, like, giant VR kind of things.
So, anyway, let's hear more about this situation.
I honestly don't really know what to say. He thinks he's being entirely reasonable to do this without involving me. Yikes. I don't even know what to say to him here, since the whole thing seems so ridiculous and he's so obviously being unreasonable, yet is oblivious and keeps saying I'll really enjoy VR and it'll all be worth it.
I have a bed in VR.
Yeah, why would you want to live in the real world when you can live in the virtual world?
I told him I was worried he'll damage the TV or my art supplies, and he's convinced it won't be a problem as they have sensors for that.
Okay.
I love my boyfriend, and he's always been entirely reasonable. Take a drink. And level-headed until now, and we always discuss everything. How do I get through to him about this? If it wasn't so difficult right now, I'd be considering moving out or leaving.
Yikes.
I told him I'd throw it out the window when it arrived, unless he was going to sit down and have a serious conversation about this. But he just won't take anything I say seriously. TLDR, my boyfriend bought a VR headset and wants to remove our bed to play it in our tiny studio apartment and can't see that this is unreasonable.
Sick.
I think he's being a little unreasonable here.
I think we can all agree.
If someone tried to take my bed away from me without consulting me first, I would go absolute psycho mode.
Yeah.
There's a meme that me and my wife love, and it's like, introverts have no hobbies, and then like it's him showing his hobbies, and he's like, food, sleep, TV.
Wait, I don't understand. I mean, those are my hobbies.
I do sort of feel like the bed is the most important item you own.
Yes.
Like, but it's not necessarily something that you kind of like going to Nick's wife memes. It's not necessarily something that you technically can brag about in a way that's compelling. But, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be the most expensive thing, but it should be something that you all agree, and it should be the quote-unquote best thing, because it sleeps so much.
You're sleeping there every freaking day.
The average person spends 75% of their life asleep. So, like,
as we all know.
Don't look at it, have a nice bed. You don't need to check.
Oh, wait, no, that's not my joke. My joke is you spend you spend one quarter of your life on the toilet.
Well, that still checks out. 75% of your time is sleep, and
the other is on the toilet.
Right. I think the quote is like you spend like a third of your life sleeping or something, and then I just changed it to on the toilet.
It's actually the toilet. This is a good example, though, of once again people just losing their minds in quarantine. Like, because this is a recent.
We can't go outside. We need to go virtual.
I gotta go to the park, the VR park.
Also, it's a great example of how no one should ever date a 23-year-old man.
That was definitely regardless of your age. Mistake is a woman dating a younger man, like there are definitely
certain pitfalls,
its own set of problems that you see.
A gamer?
Wow. Oh no! Number one, never date a gamer.
Yeah,
never.
I feel like this is. I feel like he isn't a gamer per se. Did she say that he was? And he's like just like getting really into virtual reality and like this is the next big thing.
That is a good question.
Like, this is gonna blow my mind because I feel like a gamer would have more reasonable expectations about like no VR cannot replace my bed.
I would not say that.
I don't think doing more gaming is gonna make him more reasonable.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
I'm just saying like honestly, like if you can stand up, like you can have a fine time with an Oculus Quest. You don't need to move around that much.
Yeah, I have no idea what his deal is. I wonder what he's trying to play.
I have never really been able to do VR stuff because most of the time the goggles don't fit over my glasses, mm-hmm. and then I can't see.
Yeah.
So I never really fuck around with it very much.
Just wait for her to put it on, and she gets like crazy motion sick, and then his whole "you're gonna love it" thing is
like
right
actually,
out the
super
window.
Do not.
Yeah, literally.
I also, as a person who gets like real worked up over things, I appreciate her being like, "I'm gonna throw it out the window."
Yeah.
Because I feel like that is also a thing that I would threaten to do.
I mean, I love VR stuff, but it's definitely one of those things where, like, before you've done it, like, you can, you know, I can understand the excitement, but right. like once you've had it for a while, like, you know, just the excitement wears off. It's still cool, but yeah.
mm-hmm. and then you're not gonna have a fucking bed to sleep
but
in.
But this guy is gonna be like, he's gonna wake up in 3 months on the floor and say, like, what, I lost my girlfriend yeah. in my bed for this Oculus that they don't touch anymore.
Damn. Can you do a little search and yeah. see if we've got any updates on this bad boy? Because it's been a little while since it was posted.
I'm curious what our opinions would be, you know, if you could change certain, obviously this is a situation, so we can't change that, but if we could change certain things. What if it was a one bedroom apartment? What if he was something very specific of like, taking a Murphy bed from his parents' house or something like that. I'm just so curious, like, you know, do the Mythbusters thing where you can,
if
like,
you gotta,
make
I think
this
if
okay.
you get a Murphy bed,
it would yeah, you be can't, perfect. The futon, right, that's the worst bit, right? Ooh. Like, you can't just take someone's, you can't swap someone's bed for something else that is objectively yeah. a different thing without talking to them first.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like, hey, I took our mattress that we love and put it in the wall, and now it just folds down.
Yeah, like, what is he doing with the bed? Like, what is he doing with the bed? Like, where is he going to store that? Also,
the curb.
In their mattress. If they do get, is he trying to sell their bed?
I don't know.
Tim's doing some research right now. It seems like there's
an update.
Perhaps an update, but it got deleted, so we're trying to.
Yeah, this is a way to do that. I always
forget. Oh, go into the dark web.
Okay, all right, everyone. It's time to go to the dark web.
To, get the like dark web and get in. And
it's like a, there's out. Like an archive. There's like a way to do it.
You just have to add like CR in front of it.
When I read the title of this, what I thought was happening here is they had like a guest bed, like they had an extra bedroom, and he was throwing out their extra bed to make a VR room. And I was going to be totally on board with that because I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's reasonable.
I mean, honestly, that's kind of like when we eventually get a new place and we have lots of bedrooms, that's kind of what I want to do.
Oh,
is like,
oh, okay. All right, we got an update.
Thank you so much, everyone who replied to gave me advice. I got a bit overwhelmed with the number of replies, but I did read through everything and I appreciate all the support. I have talked to my boyfriend about our relationship and told him that I feel like he has not thought about what I actually want and my basic needs. I told him that it was making me reconsider whether or not a relationship is something that is best for us, and maybe I needed to move out with my parents again, and we did manage to have a conversation. He told me that he's been feeling very trapped and that none of the space feels like it is his. He sees my art supplies and my sculptures, as more of a hobby, even though it's an essential part of my income. We agreed that since he earns significantly more than me, we could maybe look at a bigger place sometime in the future where we can both have our own space. And he'll cover whatever extra is going to cost, so we will be afford to do that. I brought up the tatami mats that some of you mentioned. He had done basically no research, and it seemed it might be possible as a way of not feeling like we're sleeping on the floor. My boyfriend and I agreed we will try it, but that we might have to have something like a Murphy bed. I don't know these were...
I didn't know
these were really viable as a real bed either, so thank you, everyone. Extra space. I did not really...
There's a lot of...
Proofread this one. It looks like things are okay for the time being, and hopefully all of the stress will be worth it. It is just a really hard time for everyone, I think. I do feel like it's a hurdle in a relationship, and I'm grateful that it looks like we can move on without damaging things too much. I definitely have a new perspective and feel stronger in standing up for myself and being prepared to end this relationship if things don't improve.
So they still got rid of the bed.
That sounds like...
Yeah, that's wild.
They got... Yeah. She allowed the bed to be gotten rid of and is like, okay, I will sleep on a futon on the ground if we get a tatami mat to go with.
Which, I feel like, why would that help?
So
I mean, the tatami mat is like a... It's a mat. It's like a rug.
It's like a... I don't know if it's made out of, like, grass. They smell nice.
Yeah, they smell nice, but that's like, not really, like, making it very raised from the ground.
Right.
Really.
I slept on
traditional. Yeah, traditional Japanese bedroom has tatami mats, and they just kind of, like, smell nice, but they're not soft. They're not... They don't raise it off the ground. They're, like, a quarter
like a
of an inch at most. And then you just put the futon on top of that.
girl, you gotta get, he gotta go. He's gotta go.
Maybe just like some baffling, I have no fucking idea.
Yeah, but it's just weird to me that he wasn't like, oh, I ordered a quest, and then once he got it, like, and tried it out, and said, like, okay, we do need more space. Like, it's so rash.
Right.
Like, you don't have it yet. You don't know how much space you need.
Oh my god, that's just, and the fact that he called her, like, art stuff that she does for money a hobby. It's no, what you're doing is a hobby. That's deserves to have space because that's how she does her job.
Yeah, this feels like a lot like every type of question like this, which is there's an income imbalance, and then one of the incomes is based on something that is not considered to be valuable in our capitalist hell society.
Right.
I hate this guy. I hope she does throw his VR out the window. He deserves to be punished.
Yeah, for sure. What she should do is open the balcony door, and then he, as he's going, like, oh, I got so much space to move around, and then he's off the balcony.
Yeah, false.
No, she didn't.
Stupid. Take that.
Oh, how much you want to bet there's a CSI where somebody's in VR and he falls off the fucking third story and dies, and like it turns out that it was actually murder because
she pushed him off
and she's like, no, he was playing VR.
There's definitely been a Law and Order about that, like, for sure.
So this is pretty hilarious. I find the sort of etiquette and the groupthink idea of our relationships and the various places we take from to be utterly fascinating, and I still don't technically understand it, but she's basically saying in all of her comments that she is going to compromise and try it out, and everyone is absolutely downvoting her to hell.
Oh yeah, they get so mad about it. Like, our relationships, for sure. I think each subreddit has like its own culture.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, they get real, they definitely get real mad when people are not taking their advice fully.
Right, because it's like, I think we are conditioned to compromise and to see that as a good thing. But in this case, bro, do not compromise.
Obviously,
if you are from Japan and you're getting a Japanese futon, fine, not a big deal. That's totally normal. But if you've lived, you know, your 27 years on this earth with one type of bed, you don't rationally just switch it.
I think you have to be used to that, like, physically.
Yeah, like, there's nothing wrong
for that to be comfortable.
Hell to sleep on.
I think our weak American bodies cannot handle.
Yeah, don't take this as like judging the Japanese culture. It's it's us.
It's us.
I can't sleep.
Me and my wife, we didn't have like a box spring or a bed frame for a long time.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have been in that situation because where it's like you sleep in a mattress on the floor because
inherit a mattress from somewhere.
Yeah,
because we got a Tempur-Pedic bed a long time ago and we love it. But you need a special box spring for it. You can't use a normal one, and we didn't have one. And you can also get a special type of bed frame, but it was like, you know, back when we didn't have any money and it was really expensive.
So you're like, okay, we're going to buy this in phases.
we just ended up sleeping on just the mattress for a long
time. Was the mattress on the ground?
What's that?
Was the mattress on the ground?
Yeah, it was just mattress on the ground.
I mean, it happens. So like, it's just,
hey man, no judgment.
Again, it's the thing of going, well, and it's also the thing of that he did not consult her at all.
Yeah, that's the rough part.
The decision.
It's who cares who's right or wrong.
He knew she was going to be like, fuck off. Absolutely
not.
You
spent 75% of your life in bed.
Exactly. And the rest of it on the toilet.
Like, if you got rid of her toilet. Yeah. Oh, if you like got rid of the toilets, like, oh, I went to Thailand and I really liked their bathrooms. I don't know how to dookie in a non-Western toilet. I could learn, but I don't want to.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like a million things like that. It's like you can't just change a thing in your home without consulting the person you live with. Like, but it's not something that you are used to or like grew up with.
And maybe this isn't fair, but because of the gamer aspect, I just feel like, oh, he likes video games, he likes anime. So he's like, I'm just gonna futon.
Oh my god, he totally seems like that.
Every teenager lives alone in Japan and they have this, and I don't see the problem.
Yeah, they love it.
Because they just watch only animes where there's no parents or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. He just wants to have a tatami mat because it's
But
cool.
Like she said in the updates and some of the comments, we're all on one.
Like, yes. So Studio is only one room, right?
Yeah. So you're just like, yeah, it's like what it's usually like. Yeah, so the bedroom and like the living room is not.
There's just
like
a toilet in the middle of the room.
Usually there's there's an additional toilet usually.
Yeah. Right. So I lived in a studio in St. Louis and I was lucky in because I looked at other studios where like the bed was at the foot of the oven, where it's literally just a room and then there's a toilet off the side, or even some places have a communal toilet out in the hallway. But I was lucky in a way. I spent $400 a month on a pretty rad studio in that I had a separate kitchen and a separate bathroom, and the kitchen was, you know,
it was pretty good size.
Pretty good size comparatively.
I like the idea of just like there's a toilet in the corner. It's not a separate room. And then like you're like, oh, hey, hon, I need you to. Can you leave for a minute?
Can you go and take a walk around the block like three times?
Yeah.
Please? I need a moment. If the toilet's out, does that also mean the shower is just out in the room?
Yeah, exactly. And I need to do crimes in that toilet, so.
You gotta go.
Turn the TV on loud.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I wish them the best of luck, and I assume we will hear a story about this a woman throwing out the window.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, it's just, again, as we've said a million times, everyone's fucking losing their minds during quarantine.
We live in a society.
And it is really showing in the various places where people ask for advice on the internet.
Yeah.
So, everyone, if you're thinking about making a big decision that will affect someone that you live with, maybe talk about it with them
communication.
First.
Communication.
It's not that hard.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for joining us on this wild ride today. If you find any weird-ass questions that you think it would be fun for us to talk about, you can tweet them at us at AskYourInternet on Twitter, and you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Sheik.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
And I'm at R. Bristow.
Sincerely, Dear Internet.